Coming up on KSDP News, reflections from a survivor of the bombing of Unalaska. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Thursday, June 1st, 2017. Saturday marks a big day in Unalaska's history. Just ask Harriet Hope.
It's just such a part of history that nobody knows. It hasn't been taught in schools. People today say, well, I never heard of that, yet they've heard of the Japanese internment.
Hope is talking about the bombing and subsequent evacuation of Dutch Harbor during World War II. She was just a child when it happened. Now in her 80s, she shares her experience in her own words.
We knew the strike was coming, but we didn't know when or where or anything, but we had to live under the blackout rules and run to the dugouts down by the creek. The day of the bombing, I do remember my mother, she had a dream about something up in the sky dropping bombs. She had some kind of insight into it somehow through her tea leaves. And sure enough, you know, it like happened. And the morning of the first bombing, we heard the planes coming toward us from along the beach, and they were firing shots. And anyway, my brother just grabbed me, and I remember him just slamming my head up against the wall, and I was thinking about that and with planes. Why did he do that to me? And then he was hovering over me until the planes left. Now, once they took us down to the internment camps, we were there for 4 years. Of course, we were forced to leave with barely more than the clothes on our backs, which led us to believe that we'd only be gone a short time. You know, they never would tell us where we were going, and never knew from day to day when we'd get any information on when we could go home. First, they dropped us off at Wrangell Institute, which is a Native boarding school, and they separated all of the villages to different areas in Southeast. And every one of them were burnt-out, abandoned canneries. And they just dropped us off there, and we just was left to fend for ourselves. It was like going to another planet. We had no plumbing, no electricity, no grocery store. We had none of the elements that would be normal today. We had eye infections. We had measles. We had a horrible flu that came through. The whole village would be sick. We found out that the United States had a prisoner of war camp about 20 miles from us. And they had everything. They had electricity, running water, they had food, they had everything they needed. And that just started my anger all over again. So many of our people have gone to heaven, but they've taken that anger with them. I was just hoping that somebody would see this and not ever let it happen to another group of people. It should just be mentioned. I wouldn't want to see it blown up or anything, but it should be casually as kids learn other history, you know, like slavery and things like that. I just would like people to know that there is a lot of deep history here. And World War II was part of that.
I didn't get much stories from my family. And it was something they didn't talk about.
That's Sandra Moeller. Her family also survived the bombing and internment to return home to Unalaska.
I do remember my gram, when she would babysit us, she would point up on one of the hills up here and say, you know, watch out up over the hills. You're going to see, you know, the Japanese are going to come get you if you don't behave. So that was always something that, you know, that would be very scary. So I'm thinking now that it's probably something that really impacted her a lot. She didn't talk much about it either. But I always thought that was something she relived. I think it's really taught me to be kind to people and to try to hear them. I think that's what my parents and family did. They had to figure out how to best survive. I think the military had to say, you know, how are we going to survive in the Aleutians? I mean, there's a lot of casualties and illnesses when they came here. They weren't used to it. Same with the internment. And so I think it teaches me that you're going to be facing all these different obstacles, but you got to be resilient and figure out, you know, a way to solve it.
For you, do you find that talking about it is helpful to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't talked about it ever.
This is one of the first times you've talked about it with someone?
Oh, yeah. First time.
This is the first time?
Yeah. I think part of this internment, while it was a very important part of our history, I think it's a blip compared to, you know, the 10 or more thousands that are here. And so for me, I want to try to help people recognize that, you know, this is a very special place. We should take care of it and also understand how your ancestors walked these very hills. It's kind of chilling for me to be out berry picking knowing my grandma was there. Now just think about her grandmother there. You know, we've been here a long time. It's just, to me, it's a defining point in our history. And I think there's some bad in it, but I think there's always good in it. And to really just celebrate that we survived it. You know, that it's something that it happened. You know, it's, you can't go back and change that. So let's learn about it and let's protect it.
The 75th commemoration of the bombing of Unalaska and the evacuation of the Unalaq begins tomorrow. And that's the news from Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams, and you're listening to KSDP 830 AM.